Yes, I know. Well, this fellow, Bill Wilson, who was the senior of our group, after I left, he went back to Ottawa with, I guess, enough equipment to build a prototype radar, a microwave type. And then he was sent to Toronto to become the resident inspector for the radar that they were producing on behalf of the Air Force. And the trouble was that he was so enthusiastic about the microwave radar that he was going around telling people that the lower frequency stuff was just, you know, no good. They shouldn't be bothered working on it. Of course, he was overlooking the fact that at that time there were really no airplanes that could carry the microwave equipment. Anyway, he got a number of people's backs up, and eventually somebody came along and looked around his desk and found that he'd left the schematic diagram of the pulsar he'd designed when he was down here in his desk. And of course, it was marked, you know, secret, not to be removed from the radiation lab and so on. So they nailed him on that. And when I got back to Ottawa after getting married in December of 1941, I heard about him having been expelled from REL. I guess it was a little maybe later in January. Anyway, they wanted me to go down and take his place. Of course, he was warning me how dangerous it might be for me to be there because these people were so hard to get along with. And so anyway, I went down in great trepidation and said, well, you know, if I want to be able to come back to NRC in Ottawa if I don't get along with them in Toronto. But when I got there, I found that they really were not that hard to get along with. It was just that Bill was pushing some things a little too hard, I'm afraid. So anyway, I got along well with them. I was there for the rest of the war.